Welcome to Jaw Law. I'm your host, Joe McGregor from Dallas, Texas, from the law firm of McGregor and Oblad. Today, we are going to be talking about deadlines. Today's episode is dedicated to the dentist doing something new, specifically a dentist who might be getting a job for the first time, a dentist who might be exploring a de novo office for the first time, and especially the dentist who is looking at buying a practice for the first time. It is highly likely that at some point in any of those journeys, and it's not just those things, but it's especially those things, but at some point in your journey, somebody is going to give you a deadline. In the employment context, often it's the potential employer, but it's especially the case with recruiters. In the de novo concept, it is either broker, either your broker or the landlord's broker. And in practice sales, it is almost always going to be the practice broker who's selling it. And these deadlines are going to go a little something like this in the context of employment. Hey, I need you to make this decision by April 12th, or we're going to have to move on. Or even more menacing, we are talking to two other candidates, and if you don't make this decision and sign by April 12th, we are going to move on. In the context of the de novo startup, if it's from the landlord's broker, it's going to look like this. They're going to say, hey, I have had two other people inquire about this very space just this week. If you want this space, I need you to move forward by Friday. If it's from your broker, again, the person that you've hired, it could be something like this. Hey, the landlord keeps harassing me and said that if we don't get something by the end of the week, they're going to move on. And then the practice broker, who is going to say, listen, you're like the eighth person this week who's asked about this practice. If you're going to put an LOI in, I need it by Thursday. Or, hey, if you can't get me a financing commitment in 2 weeks, then I've got to move on. Or seller wants it done and closed by 30 days from now. If you can't do that, we got to go somewhere else. No less than half of our clients. But if I thought hard about it, probably like 90% of our clients get faced with some kind of deadline. Now, here's where I'm going to be a little unhelpful. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. That is, sometimes there really is some other candidate who wants your job and they are good. They're like a viable candidate for the employer, or somebody else wants to buy that practice. But there's just as much of a possibility that there is no one out there. It's just a game. It is unfortunate that virtually all the people that I have just identified commonly engage in this mind game where they're giving you this false time constraint because they know it works. Why does it work? Because it just does. It puts fear into your mind because you don't know if they're telling the truth. Now, in my experience, it's tough, and this is why this is unhelpful, because we'll interact with this particular broker and we can just almost be assured that they're not telling us the truth. And then sometimes, because they're this dental world is kind of connected, sometimes we know for a fact that they're not being truthful. And if it happens more than once, they kind of establish this pattern where they say, hey, I've got two other people looking at this practice, and we just know there are not two other people. We don't care. But there are some people, particularly in the broker world, where if they say, landlord wants me to have this by Friday, they know that they definitely mean that the landlord wants it by Friday, or a practice broker who will say, there definitely are two other people. And we know the situation well enough to know they're being sincere. If I had to like rank these, I would say that the recruiters out there, now this isn't fair because there are some great recruiters and some that are very straight shooters, but frequently I get this game played by either in-house or outside recruiters. where they'll just say, hey, I'm talking to like 12 different candidates, and if you're not going to sign this in 3 days, we're going to move on. Those are probably the worst ones, ones where we just don't really believe, the recruiter. Now, that's tough because some of the recruiters are just there to fill someone who owns a dental license and they don't care. But it is common that this is a game. I think they just have to say that. They don't know how to do this without offering a false time constraint. Then I would probably say it's the real estate brokers, actually. And we'll get like introduced to a new real estate broker. Again, it's like they have to do it. They'll say, hey, I'm being told by the broker on this other side that if I don't have something back by tomorrow, then they're going to move on. And I can't tell you how many times we have been in situations where, you know, maybe there's communication outside of that broker. We just happen to know that that is not true. Happens all the time. So I'd probably say the employment recruiters are the worst. Then the real estate brokers, which again, man, is so not fair because there are some real estate brokers, which just means work with a great, reputable real estate broker, because some of them are salt of the earth, would never lie to you. But there are plenty that will. Then, believe it or not, the practice brokers. Now, I think part of this is a function. The reason they're not ranked higher is because part of this is a function of the marketplace. I do believe that right now, and I think things are changing a little bit, and that may be something we talk about on a different episode, but right now, still, a practice broker probably really does have multiple people they're talking to. I think what it comes down to is if somebody, just in the marketplace, every time a listing goes up, there are people in this marketplace who will put a hit on every single listing. And so maybe the broker puts out a $600,000 asking price. And there's some dentist out there who's going to go in and offer $300,000. Just doesn't matter. Just all the practices out there, they'll throw out a number, just a lowball number. They're hoping that one of these hits. And in most communities, there are multiple people like this. So what'll happen is a practice broker will say, listen, I've had three people ask about this practice already. Now, the truth is that those three are not serious buyers, but they're technically not lying, so they can say it with a straight face. And I think once you play in a marketplace, you start to see which brokers are being sincere. When they say, hey, I've got three people that are looking at this practice, what they're really saying, the good ones, what they're really saying is I've had 12 people ask about it, but only three do I consider to be viable candidates, but they're serious, so you should treat this serious. Now, at the end of the day, what's so difficult is that you just don't know. So you either have to take it serious and just assume they're telling the truth, even if you don't think they are, or what we kind of like better is don't play the game. Just be willing to accept the consequences. You have to be willing to tell the recruiter, hey, I want this job really bad, but I don't want to rush into it and I don't want to be forced into it. If you need to move that fast, then move on to the next candidate. But if you want a good candidate, let's talk about this contract. Or the practice broker, hey, I get it. If you need to go to those other candidates, totally fine. That's okay. But I'm going to look at this practice. I'm going to utilize my counselors. I'm going to be thorough about it. And I'm going to make sure that it's right for me. If this practice doesn't work out and you think you have a practice to sell to a serious buyer, give me a call. What's amazing is, especially in the practice broker context, because we'll have people say, hey, I've got three buyers. Once in a while, we will have a client who will say just that. Hey, that's fine if you need to go to those other people. I'm not ready to move forward because I don't know anything about the practice. But this is what I'm looking for, which seems like this practice, but if you need to do something else, that's fine. So if you ever find something else that fits this criteria, give me a call. I'm a serious buyer. I'd love to do business with you. Magically, amazingly, a day later or a week later or 2 weeks later, we get a call back and they'll say, as it turns out, things didn't work out with that other buyer. They couldn't get approved for financing, or they wanted some ridiculous claims. They wanted the seller to stick around for 11 years, something. They have their explanations, but magically they come back. Now, of course, we know some brokers, and if they give this time constraint, we know they're being serious. And those are the ones who don't call back because they were being genuine, sincere. But again, you have to decide, am I willing to go along for the ride that I think they're taking me on? Or do I stand my ground and be willing to pass on this, wait for something that I could be more sure about? I'm not sure there's a right answer. I think that there are multiple, let me put it this way. I think there are people who get pushed into stuff and it turns out fine. And I think there are people who take their time and very careful and it doesn't turn out okay. There's so many factors involved. It can't just boil down to this thing that I'm talking about. My only purpose in sharing this is so that you know there is a game out there. That doesn't mean that everyone who gives you a time constraint is playing that game. It just means that a lot of people are. In fact, I would go so far as to say sometimes we appreciate when, you know, when a broker tells us, hey, this is the time constraint, so we can prioritize and make sure that we don't run afoul inadvertently, and we don't, especially us as lawyers, we don't cost someone a deal because we didn't realize that there was this time constraint. So it just becomes a situation where it helps to know, are these brokers being sincere, are they being honest with us, or are they just playing a game? Is this an extension of the game? And you, as a first-time practice purchaser or job applicant or real estate renter, you just need to know that, again, more often than not, it is a game, not sincere. But that doesn't mean it's not. So hence this episode. And I realize that at the end of the day, this isn't terribly helpful other than to know that this is a game that gets played. But it doesn't tell you in your specific situation, is this time the game or is it sincere? That's where you need a good attorney, a good counselor, broker. You need to work with people you trust. And there are plenty of people in this market, other great dental lawyers even, who do a great job and who work in the marketplaces enough to where they can help you ascertain whether or not it's likely that you're being given a false time constraint or a genuine time constraint. And that's all we got. We'll see you next time.